Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. On this last day of June, our uplift is from Mark's Gospel, the 6th chapter, verse 31. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So often when people think of verses in the Bible about rest, the one that they come to most often is the well-known, often quoted Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And it's a great verse, it really is, but it's not the only time in the Gospels where Jesus talks about rest. There is this other time in Mark's Gospel where the disciples have been sent into the world to do good work, and then they come back and report to Jesus all the things they've been doing, and he tells them they need to take a break. The Greek word used here for rest is anapau, and it is defined as causing or permitting one to cease from any movement or labor in order to recover and collect strength, to give rest, refresh, or to take rest. Doesn't that sound awesome and necessary? Also, it sounds foreign and like something we never do, right? I mean, how often do we really get away? How often do we truly rest? I mean, yes, most of us sleep every night, and most of us have at least a day or two off a week. But what do we do in those times where we are supposed to be resting? We do stuff. We clean and cook and do laundry and work in the yard and run errands and see friends and so on and on and on. I know this is not just me. We don't have real, true rest built into our culture. We value action and achievement and being busy and running around. And those things aren't bad, but they also aren't sustainable. See, in this part of Mark's Gospel, Jesus sees that his disciples have done a lot of good work, but they've been so busy with all the stuff they're doing that they haven't even stopped to eat anything. Anyone else ever work through lunch or dinner? It happens. And just like the disciples, we need to chill out and slow our roll just a little bit, or we won't be any good to anyone. So Jesus says, Hey guys, let's take a little bit of time out over here, away from everybody else, by ourselves. See, this is why I love this verse in Mark, why I choose this verse about rest over others. Jesus doesn't tell them that they are burning out, but simply says, "Come with me to rest." He sees their need, and he sees that they are running on empty, and he invites them to join him in a good, peaceful rest. He doesn't command them to do it, knowing that the disciples are a ragtag bunch that will probably dig their heels in and be all oppositionally defiant. He simply makes space and invites them into it. So I don't know where you're at today, but it's pretty likely that you're tired. From working, from fighting, from sadness or illness, from life. I mean, life is tiring. And we've got to give ourselves some time to rest, to regain our strength, to regain our perspective, to regain ourselves. So that's what I'm doing this week, Uplifters. I'm taking some time, and I'm going to a quiet place, and I am going to rest. Maybe you'll join me in your own space, in your own way. And then next week, we can be rejuvenated to begin the work of loving God and each other once again. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.